Hey, everybody.
Little blonde here in the corner.
Hello.
Oh, sorry. Here, we'll change.
Reese, you want me to co-host?
Yes, that'd be great.
I can grab it too.
Okay. Thank you. Awesome. All right. So I'm going to get this group up here. Okay. All right. So what are we doing numbers wise? We got a few classes not coming in. Tell me how you hear this. Is that good?
Sounds good.
That's good.
Sounds good. It's yep. Good, Reese.
Okay. All right. Nice. All right. So got a, missing a couple of people. Well, let's start getting everybody ready to heal. Okay. So we did the, I know that doing the pineal gland meditation is a little bit challenging at first to go that long at a visual, on a visual meditation. But I wanted you to sort of get this idea that, the imagery in your brain, what you see, how you imagine things. Of course, you know that your vow is just an imagination, right? It's not real. It has nothing to do with reality whatsoever. You were actually wrong. Even when you made the vow, you misunderstood what was happening. So there's no truth in any vow you've made, any belief about whatever wounding you had, whatever, there's something much greater than that. But that vow can create pain and suffering in your life, in your relationships, and you know, it'll vow, it'll block that chakra, it'll block many chakras often. It'll, you know, there's all sorts of things that can happen. So you need to take charge of the imagery in your head. And that's why I created that for you. So you can practice having your eyes open, because a lot of you are good at meditating eyes closed. And now you have to also, just like I have you stand up and sit down and, you know, and then walk around, you know, move around, moving, you know, all of these elements are essential. You want to have meditations that serve and build that. So when we do the healing today, I want you to, imagine your light body, period. I want you to, rather than building the energy up with our hands, like we usually do, and then sending, what I want you to do is we're going to work on, I'll play the ball, and I want you to work on, creating literally the light body. And I know we did so in the meditation this morning, we did the flame, right? You know, the fire, that's the fire in the heart, or the, you know, they call, you know, it's like, I think Price gets a lot, he gets a lot of credit for a lot of things. I'm sure the heart fire existed well before he did, but it's sort of like the heart fire of Christ or whatever that is, you know, but that fully you know, sort of, you know, using the fire in you to release anything, any limitations is a very powerful meditation. This one's different. I want you to bring your attention into your into the center of your being. And actually, what are we doing numbers wise? We'll just assume this is all we get. So what I want you to do is everybody stand up and then once I get this done, I will continue playing the bowl and we'll send the healing work. Okay, perfect. That's gonna work. Okay, so stand up, nice wide stance. And let's just start with sort of like the spin. Okay, just feel, just spin back and forth and just feel how the spin comes down through your body. Feel how it opens your crown up and just energy just pours down through your body. Creates you, you create it. It's a dance that's happening here. The whirling dervishes literally create that universal spin. When you spin and you turn and you move that energy, you're building up your connection to the universal energy. And then what I want you to do is I want you to imagine and visualize that there's a point of pure starlight in the center of your being, your core star. And I want you to, rather than just radiating out from your center, I want you to just fill your body like your skin or the inside of your energy field is a mirror. And I want you to just expand that light, and I want you to fill your chest with it, your stomach with it. And as you do that, breathe into it. Breathing in and using that raspy breath, build that. And it's like, so like you're building the flames of the fire up, you're also putting energy into that star within you. And then you bend your knees and you can pump those. You can still twist a little bit if you choose to, and allow yourself to start filling until that light is filled your whole body, like it's an empty cavity. And now down your legs, feel like when we do the emotional balancing technique and you're filling the legs with like liquid orange. This is now you're turning your entire legs into energy, just energy, pure and simple. You're turning it into this white, radiant starlight. And whether it's a little more like the sun, a little more yellow, or a little whiter like some of the stars, it doesn't matter. You will have your own color. And feel it all the way down. And feel how it's filling right up to your skin. Like there's a mirror there, sort of pushing it back, but there's no bones, there's no muscles left in your legs, no muscles, no organs in your body. You are just pure light. And then expand that energy up into your chest. No more heart, no more lungs, just pure light. Inside that light are your organs. They don't exist at this level. They're pure vibration. Feel how that goes up and fills your neck. Breathing into that, breathing it, building it up. And now let that light come all the way up into your head. And visualize You look normal on the outside, but there's nothing inside of you. If you opened your eyes, you looked in your eyes, you would see just light, pure light, just shining out. And now let that light begin to seep through your skin until the skin totally disappears and all that's left is a radiating star of light standing right where you were standing. Feel it. Where your legs were, there are rays of light. Where your arms are, there's these large rays of light. The center of your body is the center of the star. And your head is a ray of light, pure light shining out. And now feel how that energy can be focused. And let's just start by connecting with everyone in this group. We have over 70 people embodying their star body right now. Feel the connection between all of you. You don't reach out with your hands, you reach out with your light. Feel as if we're all in one room, creating a huge star of light, a huge amount of energy. And let's start by sending that energy deep into the core of the earth to heal Mother Earth from the damage that humanity has done to her. Feel the love of your mother. Send that light, build that light up and send it deep into the earth. And feel how that light connects with the light in the center of the earth, and the earth comes up through you and fills you with even more light. And then let that light rise above you. Let one pure beam of light go up into the ethers, into the center of the universe, and feel how the spin of the universe sends more energy back down, filling your body. Feel your connection to the cosmos. And now come back into your body and feel how your arms are now this light, and feel how that light can be focused like a laser beam. In a healing way toward those who need it most. Feel it building up in your hands, And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and send energy. Just turn your hands toward the screen and send the energy to these beautiful souls who are in need of healing. And then gently release, and we're going to go to the next pair. Feel how your light expands their light. Feel their star body. Feel their light expanding, radiating, healing them, awakening them, dancing in them. And then gently release that. And now focus the energy on these two souls. And feel how one candle lights the other. Your light body expands theirs, increases their vital life force within them to heal and release. Anything that needs to be healed. And gently release. And again, expand your light. Focus it to these two souls, supporting them in finding their own inner light. Feel how with each person, your star gets stronger and stronger. Thank you. awaken that light within them. Awaken the part of them that has never been sick. To expand through and purify and release anything that needs healing in their bodies. And gently release. And then send these two beautiful souls that pure starlight radiating from your hands, but also radiating from your heart. Feel how as you lift them up to a higher vibration, they lift you up to a higher vibration too. Sometimes they just need a jump start. Sending that energy, connecting with their core, with their light. Let them meet you. Like the candle that lights the other candle, it's effortless. And then gently release. And again, feel your whole essence in a star of light, in a ball of light radiating out, expanding bigger and bigger and offering these beautiful souls support and love in their journey and energy and wisdom and healing. And gently release. And now our last healing here is one of our own who's in the hospital right now. And she's currently struggling with a brain tumor. And what we're going to do is we're going to send energy from the crown down into the ground. So that pure starlight that you have, you're going to be sending right through the crown of her head that takes everything with it, any negative energies, any patterns in the body, get drawn with it like it's going to be like a waterfall of pure white light pouring down through her, taking with it anything that is not for her highest good, down into the earth to be transmuted into love. call Cheryl into her light body. Feel how she meets you there. Gently release and bring that energy into your own heart. Cross your arms, across your hands, across your chest, and feel that light, that radiance. See yourself as if in a mirror. And all you see is a star of light. Feel that. Feel how each of us in this group, as we shine brighter, everyone in the group shines brighter. Sense that light getting more and more white, more and more star-like, brighter and brighter. Hear the ringing in your ears, getting higher, a higher pitch, a higher frequency. Feel how as each person expands that light, we all expand that light. Feel how as light beings, we are always connected, always dancing in the light. When you're ready, take a deep breath in and come on back. Oh boy. So, let's do, before we talk about the school, which I'm really going to just talk for a few minutes. I don't need to sell you on the school. I'll just tell you the logistics of how it will work if you move forward. You all are very aware of what this does and is. but I just wanted from this healing, how did you do? What was your experience? And I don't know if Geraldine's on. We have our two little ones, and or if Nancy's on, it may not be on, but they the two little ones have made, since we've been doing this, they've been making steady and remarkable progress, and I didn't know if there people were on there to talk about that, but it's okay. The reports on these healings that you've been doing has been very good. People have seen a lot of improvement in their conditions.
Reese, so. Geraldine's here.
Ah, okay. Geraldine, you want to share about John?
Yeah. Just profound. Putting it all together, John has neurologic deficits that have been really frustrating for him to keep any progress he makes. And we do a lot of work together with reflex integration with the cold laser. And even despite the fact that we work all the time, we were really frustrated because it's, you know, some progress forward, but then sliding back. But since we've been doing the healings, John has made this giant leap forward in so many different ways. He's so much more coordinated. I can barely keep up with him. He runs away from me now. He climbs stuff. His speech is clear. He's always been a comedian, but he can, you know, he can get you. And you have real, I'm having real conversations with him, and it's so exciting. And I'm so appreciative of your love. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much. And that's great. And it's so nice to be able to, you know, when we have all these healers, being able to share that energy that's effortless. It's literally, we talk about it like the candle lighting another candle. It's not, we lose nothing by doing it. And the benefit is enormous for those who receive. So, and again, please let me know. We're going to continue with these throughout the summer, and whether we do them once a month or we'll have to decide on a date. But please let me know ahead if you have people, family members, friends that need this, that are, you know, that are aware that they're going to be receiving. And then also, it's nice to know how they're doing and how, you know, if they've made some progress. Certainly everybody that I've talked to, certainly everybody that made a report was thrilled with sort of with what's going on. Cheryl has definitely taken a turn for the worse. And so at the end, we sent her extra attention, and maybe we can all carry Cheryl in our hearts now as she's working through a crisis in her life. And this is not something that just appeared. This has been a struggle she's been having for a period of time. So keep in mind that there's lots of forms of healing, and we are here to support these people in what they need. Anyone else have anything that they experienced during the healing that they'd like to share? You can raise a hand if you want, or just share what it felt like. What was the difference between just building energy up with your hands and sending it from more of your core? That healing is more like a third year healing, where we're healing from the, you know, a high level healing, where we're healing from the soul rather than, you know, more from the intentional level or the chakras. And learning how to practicing, visualizing, being that light body, and, you know, walking. Sometimes I walk on the beach as my light body, you know, and to me, I'm like, I'm like, oh, nobody sees anything other than just a piece, just a shining light walking down the beach. You know, I'm always amazed when someone says hello when they walk by me. I'm like, oh, are you talking to this ball of light? So just practicing and recognizing that your imagination is creating your stuckness. Your imagination will also create your empowerment, your transformation, your energy. And, pretty much if you imagine it, if you imagine it strongly enough, it's happening. And then understanding that we are made of light, it's not like you have to like pretend. It's just a matter of tapping into it and feeling how that works and feeling how what's inside each one of the cells is pure starlight. We are literally made, all of the atoms according to science anyway, all the atoms in the universe are formed in some way and supported by obviously the dark matter, but from the center of stars. And so we're made of star stuff. We are stars. We are the sun. And so when you practice that kind of a healing, that kind of an energy work, and you can just do that, you know, laying in bed, just be like, I hope the covers don't catch on fire. You know, it's like, but allow yourself to be that and allow your mind to see that way and to perceive yourself as this being of light. And just maybe anybody can share, what did it feel like? What was your emotion when you were being the light? Now, I know you were focused on, oh God, I got to do a healing here. I got to make sure I hold a nice space for these people. But what did that feel like? Alice, you want to share?
Yeah, I really liked that. It felt like almost impersonal, or like my dad was the first guy on the screen. And the first time that we did it, the last weekend, I like couldn't send because I was too emotional. And maybe it's just because it was the first time I saw him up there. But this time I really felt like a detachment where I was able to just be the light and just hold the space and send. And there wasn't that like emotion with it, if that makes sense.
Totally. Yeah. And that's the, you know, the soul, of course, is totally impersonal. Cause it's like your soul is very connected to him already. He's not, and the soul knows that he's not struggling, you know, he's not, you know, in at the soul level, he's struggling in the physical way. And so that's a beautiful realization there. Yeah. So there's the chakra healing where we're sending, we're really building up the energy and we're sending energy. There's the intentional healing where we're holding whatever you want them to experience in there. And then we have soul healing, which is just literally just washing the field with light and putting attention into their dimension, into where they are and allowing them to come meet you at that higher vibration, which is a powerful healing. So thanks, Alice. That's awesome.
Thanks.
And you're wearing your white, so you're already in your
that's right. And I got my crazy soul pants on.
All right. Awesome. Okay, Stacey, you wanna share?
I just wanna first say thank you. My daughter was up there. And because it was the first time, the opposite of Alice was probably the first time you saw your father up there. I was emotional. So maybe the next time I won't.
Uh-oh. Did I lose somebody? Is it me or is it Memorex?
And,
there we are.
Superstar picture. I was done. Yeah, it was hard, but I also felt very grateful when after her picture left, just this sense of appreciation for all of you.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I think, and that's something maybe for everybody to feel into. I certainly, when I was feeling the connection with all of you and feeling the connection with all star beings and energies, and then all of these souls who have come forward for healing, I felt a deep appreciation as well, like a real sort of like, what a gift that we have that we can share this kind of truth, this kind of energy, this kind of amazingness. So that's beautiful. And certainly, you know, Stacey, we will continue to support your daughter. She needs it. So, yeah. Okay, anyone else? Okay, Hannah?
Hi, it's Lillian.
Hannah, you're muted there.
Yes, sorry. I saw a lot of white, like really growing inside. It was gold and white. And then it went out of me, out of my house. It went all over New Jersey, all over USA. And then I saw the America and I saw all the countries and the world. It just was amazing.
Nice. Yeah. So that's actually next year's first healing. Is learning how to expand that core energy. And this is the light that the soul works with. And once it gets going, it's like, it's not like it's like, oh, it's just as big as the room. You know, you realize that it's not expanding. You're just remembering what it's already touching, what it's already doing. It's infinitely out there. And you can really feel that expanded state of oneness in there. So that's beautiful. Love it.
Yeah. So, and when I saw my husband,
all those people in New Jersey, all of a sudden they're walking around big smiles on their face. You'll know it's you who did it.
And then I saw my husband on the screen. So I had so much love and warmth. It was just amazing feeling. So thank you very much for including him.
Well, listen, you know, any of you that send me, you know, your people that need this, we certainly have plenty of energy to go around. So thank you for trusting us.
Thank you.
And Archana?
So it was really neat to feel the light. I totally felt fully, like you said, no bones, no organs, nothing left inside, just pure gold, white light. And suddenly it felt so light. I felt like I lifted up. And then I checked, I was still on the ground. My body was there, but it felt like, cause I was so light and weight too. It just felt like I had hovered up somewhere. It was just and it felt so natural to be light. That was the part that just, it was just that it felt like a very natural state of being.
Nice. Yeah. And that's a really important statement, because we always think that everything we do must be work, but real healing work is like, it's a connection. It's not I'm doing this to you. It's not like you're going to the doctor and the doctor went to school and he had to work so hard to do that. And then he's going to do things for you. He's going to do. So it's like, this is, we all have this amazing ability. And when you stop trying and you just expand like that and you have that great light, it's like, oh, this is kind of effortless. And it's not just kind of effortless. It's that part of you that allows you to feel like life is just effortless. I just get to flow and enjoy it. And that energy just goes. So thank you, Arch. Now that's beautiful.
Reese, Lillian has something that she's been trying to share.
Hey, Lillian.
Oh, thank you so much gratitude. This really felt on such a deeper level. It just felt what the light was just amazing, just to imagine that you just can turn into this amazing healing light was just an incredible feeling. I just felt shaking and vibrating. And it just felt like such oneness. And just truly could feel the energy, healing energy to everyone on the screen. It was truly beautiful. And I'm grateful and thank you. And I just want to remind you, 2 years ago, you all gave me a group healing and truly a miracle at that time. Always remember that forever. Thank you so much.
Well. Lillian, you are absolutely one of our favorites of all time. So You are a beautiful person. I'm so glad that you know, that you can now return the favor, right? It's like, it's like this is a great and incredible gift. And
yes.
And yeah, it's like if none of you have been given the permission to be a star body or a light being, you know, I'm giving you that permission right now. You can do that all day long, whenever you feel like it. And you're going to find also that whatever's bothering you during the day, if you just stand there and become light, you're going to find it very difficult to stay in your patterns, because that light is so buoyant and so beautiful and so connecting. And usually when we're stuck in our patterns, we're feeling isolated, we're feeling lost in some way. And this is really a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let me just, so I'm gonna send you home in a little bit, but let me just talk a little bit about next year's program, how it's going to work. We're just going to talk about class and this summer, sort of like the summer activities. So just as a quick review, entering Life Mastery Training 2, you're really expanding, like the focus is moving from the understanding of the profiles into how they sort of how they're being supported. So if I've got this profile, how do I stay on my path? How do I know what's next? And when you realize that you have and always have had not one guide, but 12 powerful universal energy fields around you that have been with you since the day one, they were your contracts. Those archetypal guides and energies within you, like Alice had said, yeah, I kind of like just stuck some things in my chart. And then at some point you realize, oh my God, those are me. Those are the truth. Those are what I've always, that's why I've always felt like I feel. So the archetypes in the second year and then going much deeper in with your classmates, the soulmates is huge. And then the going into Life Mastery Training 3, for those of you that are in the twos, you know, really from the threes on, we're really polishing the stone. You know, the stone is your soul chart. It's your healing work. It's everything. It's realizing that there's only ever been one thing you've ever really been good at, and that's being you. And that being you is a healing. It is a light. It's each one of you, even though everybody was doing white starlight, not one of you had the exact same light. And when you realize in the third year that there's like, I've got this thing I deliver and it's so effortless, and I can do it anywhere. So we take away the idea that you can be anything you want to be and tell you can only be one thing, but then when you know that one thing, you realize I can do that one thing anywhere. And so we have to take away this crazy notion in our mind that we were taught as children that we really can be and should be what other people want us to be or be anything else. And it's like, no, you've only ever been able to be one thing. And by the time you get to the third year, you will feel that so directly that will really allow you to be confident in your decisions and what you do. You'll trust more in relationships. You'll, you know, you can see how the third years are basically, and they are having some, most of them are over at one of their houses right now, and they're having a bit of a love fest. And they, you know, it's just like the soul group builds deeper and deeper as the years go on. Life Mastery Grad Program is really, it's like once you, I only built the school originally for 3 years. A number of years ago, we started doing some coaching in addition to that. And then just a few, you know, whatever was, I guess, 3 years ago, we started the grad program. And what I noticed was for myself and for the teachers who then stay on, and we, you know, some students become TAs, this, what we do in the school is a groove. It's an energetic groove. We start you where you, and I use the school year because you're already programmed for that. everybody's programmed to go to school in September, October, November, that sort of in the fall, and then they're out of school by summer. And so you already have that groove in there. But what we're doing is we're teaching you that during that cycle of learning and growing, you can develop this pattern, which is the transformational pattern. You have to release everything on the way up. So each month is a chakra, each month is a profile, each month is an awareness, each month is a healing that specifically is, and each year the healings are getting more and more stronger and more intense and bigger. And you're learning how to free yourself of what used to hold you back, the chains and the ties and everything that hold you down and your vows. And then as you're freeing yourself of that, you're awakening this sort of deeper awareness that comes down through you of who you really are, why you're here. And what you'll find, and I think it was interesting to when you listen to the third year students, they'll often say, I don't really know what I'm going to do now. Where in the first year, you're like, I got to know what I'm going to do. I'm totally, and by the third year, you realize, oh, and again, I don't have to know what I'm about to do because whatever I choose to do is going to come with this whole amazingness within me and my new tribe and my new awareness of what love even is. So it's a beautiful thing. Just so you understand this, if you sign up this weekend for class, you're going to get a $400 discount. That I'm not changing the price of the program. I haven't changed the price of the program in, I don't know, last 5 years or so. I want to keep it under $5,000 as long as we can survive at that. We do that, and we're going to give you a $400 discount off signing up this weekend. There will be no deposit. We don't need, we know you, and so the first payments will begin in June. So you have a period of time now. Those of you who those of you who are on extended payment plans, some of you had the COVID payment plan, your payments will just begin at the end of your whatever cycle you're still in. So you won't be having to do double payments or anything like that. We will work with you on that. And of course, as always, anybody who really, really wants to do the program and is having struggles financially, don't just walk away, at least have a conversation. Let's see what can be, if there's any way we can help you create some sort of creative financing for the program. I will be doing for the students, summer through the summer and fall bonus sessions with me. Those will be, those will be set up as we, as we go along. We already have the summer trainings. Let me see if I've got a, by the way, if you want to sign up or if anybody, if you can copy that into the, let me see, can I? No. All right, hang on one sec. Let me just put that in the chat.
Thank you. If a teacher from each room can grab it and throw it on your Facebook pages, that could be helpful.
All right, hang on a sec, here we go. So, chat. Maybe someone can click on that and make sure it works. It's so what we're I gotta go back to the PowerPoint.
It works, Reese. I just followed it through.
Okay, awesome. Is this the right one? This is the one. Okay. So we already have a pretty solid summer thing. I wanted to talk to you about a couple things that we're going to be doing this year. We just, so you, as a reminder, you're all invited, both in person and online. We'll figure out a way to both have Zoom going on and class and in person, assuming COVID's ugly, step brother, sister doesn't emerge, and we are all free in June to get together locally and then individually. I'd like to, have an extra day, like a bonus day, after class for all this year's students. So even if you don't sign up, you're totally welcome to come for that. On July 11th and August 15th, which many of you have already signed up for, there are full day trainings, like from 12 to 8 type of trainings, archetypes and sound. One of them is on archetypes, understanding the how they all sort of create this beautiful story in your life, and then a sound healing experience with both crystal bowls, how to use them, and shaman journeying. What I want you to also know is that this year we have our classes. So the classes that you're going to register for this year are all the same dates as this year, except there is an additional, you'll see on the sign up, there's an additional date in May and not a date in March. So March was a stopgap for this year because of COVID. The year is going to start in November, as we did this year, the week before Thanksgiving, the second weekend in January, the third weekend in February, the whatever the 7th or 8th is, my birthday in April. And then the final one is going to be the weekend before Memorial Day. So the class will end in May going forward. We are, we used to do Awaken in at that time in May. Now we're moving Awaken into the fall, so we can just, do class right through May. And we haven't, basically it's going to be four students, but we haven't gotten totally there on exactly who can go and why and when and all that stuff, but there will be an opportunity for those of you that really want to have in-person experiences. We are going to, in the next few weeks, I'll be able to send you out some information about a plan that we're working on right now for a 3-day event in August and in New Hampshire, which will be a yearly thing, or somewhere in New England, Cape, New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, someplace fun in August, which is a great time of year to be in New England. And then a January 4-day retreat in Florida, somewhere down here near Naples or maybe where Joanne lives. But somewhere on the lower coast of Florida, where it's absolutely gorgeous all year round, we'll be offering another in-person retreat. So some of you really wanted to know that we were able to do that. I'll send you more information about this as we go along. This is separate from the school. It's separate from classes. You'll sign up for them separately. They're not mandatory by any stretch, but those that would like to get together, those that want a nice 4-day, vacation in Florida, and also hang out with some cool people, do some cool healing, maybe even like healing in the ocean or something like that. That'll be good. And then October, so this is sort of like summer, like, well, what are we going to do all summer? There's a lot. how do we stay in the groove? Well, by the time that's done we do the August, teleclass, the sound healing in August. Then October 1st is Awaken, which is a 3-day event. And of course, I always, try to create as many new things in Awaken, and it's a great way to stay in the groove and to get this work. And then November 19th is the first class of 2021, and we keep going. we will also be for you know, for everyone open. This is open for everyone. We'll be doing the monthly full spectrum groups, healings for students, and so healings you know for the students in the program. That will continue on with you know, with these healings that we've been doing, which have been doing such good for so many people. I'll also be doing, like I did last year, I'll be doing a series of pineal gland meditations. So these will also run occasionally throughout the summer. I'll also be offering, when you're going to get the Temple of Light tomorrow morning, but I'll be offering a series of Temple of Light experiences as well. So there's a lot, this will all be happening between now and the fall. I'll be trying to figure out a schedule where it is. So you're always going to have, you'll often in any 2 or 3 week period of time, you'll have at least one touch point for continuing doing the work. So I think that was everything that I had for everyone. So now I just, if anybody has questions, you know, about the logistics. I mean, I'm in my light body. Let me see what I can do here. Maybe I can get out. Ah, there I am. I'm back. See how quickly I could do that? That was pretty amazing. So anyway, I just any questions about next year that you may not been able to have answered by your teachers or anything. We do the $400 deposit on this weekend because we need to know who we need to know sort of immediately who's coming back. It's not going to cost you anything. You sign up, you fill out the form. You have till June 1 to drop out completely. You know, even if you do decide to pay early, you can totally, you know, get out of that. And by June, then we start into new programs and things for students. And so that would be when the payment plans start, or if you pay in full, that's when that would go on. And, or as I remind you, if you're on a long-term payment plan right now, and you've got a few more months to pay, whatever that is, your payment plan would start at the end of your current payment plan. So we make it as easy as we can for you, and the $400 discount only is good through you know, through this weekend. I may extend it to, you know, for those that weren't on here to like Wednesday or something this week. But basically, if you know if you're thinking, I think I'm going to sign up, I don't know if I can afford it, I don't know if I can do it, sign up this weekend. All you need to do is fill out the form, tell us what payment plan you're likely going to use, and then if you have questions, I mean, we're not some big corporation. It's like, I'll never be able to talk to anybody. You have a whole team of teachers. You've got me, you can, you know, and if there's any issues around anything, please, use us as a resource for this to make this happen. Because I've never seen anybody that's gotten through all the years of the program that didn't say, that was the greatest thing I've ever done. That was really, I got so much out of that. So any questions for any of you for me around this?
Okay, there's no price anywhere. I know that's the same as last year, but most people are not remembering what we paid.
Oh, it's $400 off of it's $49.90. So it's $45.90 will be the price for the program. And then there'll be different payment plans that you'll be able to sign up for online. But for right now, it's just, we just need your intention. There's no, like we said, there's no deposit. We don't even need you to fill out all the paperwork and your credit cards. There will be a click on there if you need to change your credit, how you're paying for it. But you'll see that on the sheet. It's very simple sign up form. And then we'll go forward from there. You know, between now and June 1, a lot of things are going to happen. And we'll make sure you'll have all sorts of, you know, new information and new book lists. It's so fun. And we had a number of the first year students that said, well, I've already bought my book list for the second and third year. So I was like, oh my God, how do they even get those lists? So anyway, it's all good. And I'm happy that so many of you are doing so well and are seeing the real value in this, because I love sharing with you all this stuff. And you can ask the upperclassmen, any of you are like, well, what's it really like in there? You know, reach out to them, text them or whatever, find somebody that you've heard speak here or whatever, and you can ask them. And then ask them, does Reese really teach it differently every year? And you can pretty much, it's a whole different experience every year. I am constantly improving on the model. So it's a fun thing. Anyone else?
I had one question.
Yeah.
I just remembered for the summer days, I tried to sign up the last weekend.
Yep.
And every time I clicked certain things, it would just unclick. There was something wrong with the website for me. And so I just realized I wasn't able to sign up. Did I miss the
promotion? Yes. Now, Alex, yeah, you have to pay double. Computer problems, really. You know, you have to get your computer fixed. No, you just email support at reesethomasinstitute.com.
Okay.
Lisa Tarrant will get back to you and she'll get you the discounted price and help you figure out what the problem was. Because we had a lot of people sign up, so it obviously wasn't that for everybody. So maybe there's
some. I tried two different browsers and it just kept, every time I clicked, it kept unclicking.
Yeah, listen, you were talking to the wrong person about computer stuff.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'll email her. I thought like in my mind, I signed up and then I realized, oh shit, it actually didn't work. I just remembered.
Yeah, so the price is back to the whatever it was, $249 each one. But yes, if you missed the opportunity with that, or you couldn't do it for some reason, just text Lisa and she can help you with that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I just dropped a link in the chat too.
For the summer.
Yep.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. All right. So you guys, amazing. We only have one more day. Let's get a good, you know, get out, enjoy the sun or the light or the stars and dream. Oh, by the way, did anybody have any dreams of merit last night after, you know, messing with your pineal gland? Anybody have anything you want to share? Anybody remember their dream? Come on. We like the dirt.
I remember it was fabulous, but I can't share it.
Okay. All right. I like that. Yeah. We're all healers here. okay. Well, anyway, hopefully you'll have beautiful dreams tonight as well. All the energy work really, you know, does that. Sometimes you have a hard time sleeping. You know, sometimes on these weekends I get like 3-4 hours max and I'm like up and I'm moving and it's like all this stuff is going. So yeah, enjoy. We'll see you in the morning. Tomorrow morning is the Temple of Light. Especially the frat house in the third years, no noise. Okay. No noise, quiet. This is a silent meditation. I will do at the beginning a little bowl intro right as you get in there, just to sort of set the tone. But basically, the meditation is about the frequency that I build into the temple, and you just want to sit down in it, just as you come on, as I open the screen up for everybody to come in. You're just gonna come in and you're not, well, your computer comes in, but you're energetically, as that moves in, just feel yourself like, just imagine that there's a pyramid of light and there's a seat for you waiting there and it's assigned to you. You just come in and you sit with everyone else in the rows within that, and you will, you know, have a beautiful time. But don't sort of be like, well, there's no noise, there's no nothing, there's nothing, because there won't be. You don't even really need to even put on your sound if you don't want to. That energy before you come in at 9 o'clock, that energy will be set. You just sit in it and hold it and let it carry you. Okay. So for those that haven't done it before, haven't done it in a while, the temple is some serious, serious light. and power. So enjoy that tomorrow morning, and we will play for the rest of the day and then wrap up for the year. So thank you all. Have a beautiful, beautiful evening, and I'll see you in the morning for some pure soul light. Okay?
Awesome.
All right, everybody. Bye.
Thank you, Reese.
You're welcome. All right, so teachers,
bye, everybody.
We'll meet in two.